Fred Film Radio from Bolzano Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Bolzano Film Festival. I'm glad to be joined by Enrico Vannucci, Artistic Director of MASO Short Film Training Program, the first edition, opening today. The school is opening today. Welcome.
Hello, hi.
So how would you describe MASO, Enrico?
So MASO is a training program for the development of short films from the very, very beginning, from the idea until their completion. So their distribution into festivals and maybe also TVs and online. So from the very beginning to the very last step of the film. That's it.
How did you join this project? How did you become artistic director? And as I asked you in the Italian version of this interview, what are you looking for?
So the short version is that Birgit from IDM asked me to be the artistic director of MASO, and I said yes. It's very, very nice project. So yeah, I'm very happy to be that. The long version is that I've been working into this field, especially with short film, since 2010. I've been collaborating with festivals, smaller ones, bigger ones, like Venice Film Festival. I worked there 7 years as the advisor for short films. And now, since 2021, I'm one of the selection committee members in Locarno for the selection of short films. So, and also I created a short film market back in 2016 in Italy, called TSFM, and with Massimiliano Narduli we've been working on creating workshop for developing short films since 2020, and we have also a company called Talents Generator Factory that takes care of that. So I think I'm an expert in this field, and what we are looking for is great stories. We want to have great stories for making great films. And we want to have stories also coming from underrepresented communities. So what we aim is to develop those, in a collaborative way, meaning that the teams will not work only on their projects, but also on the projects of other people, giving feedbacks, giving suggestions and so on. And also share their expertise and backgrounds. And so the more diverse, the better.
You can also apply if you have an idea of a film, right?
Yes, you can also apply if you have an idea. You can also apply if you have a script. The important thing for us is that everybody who will apply, will be open to collaboration and working together. Because we really believe that this exchange between people and experiences is very important. And in order to do that, in order to be receptive, in order to be open-minded and not be attached too much to your project, but welcome all the ideas and make them yours and then rework on those.
As I said in the beginning, the call for submissions is starting today, April 16th, and it will end on June 30th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, the open call starts today, April the 16th, and will close on June the 30th. It's very simple. We need information about the project, of course. Not many, or just a log line, a short synopsis. And few informations about the team, so the producers and the filmmaker, and also the production company, who's gonna be behind this, because we need a production company attached in order for then, being able to collect and ask for funding for during the development of the project. So having a production company is also important.
You're going to select 8 projects, and the workshops and all that will start from when did you say it will be 5 phases? Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. So the Maslow is divided into five phases. After the selection process is going to take place in July, we will notify all the 8 projects that have been selected, and then they will be invited to join us in Norway, up north in November. So it's going to be cold. Yes, it's going to be cold, and it's bright weather, I guess. Hopefully, it will be snow and aurora borealis as well. And it's the right place where to start developing an idea for a film. Then after the workshop in November, the teams will have 3-4 months until March, early April, to write down the scripts. So they will work online with the tutors that will be responsible also for the first workshop. And then in April 2025, we'll meet in Bolzano here for a second workshop about the production side of developing the idea into the film. That second workshop will be here in Bolzano. And then after that, until more or less the end of 2025 or early 2026, the teams will work on the pre-production, production, and post-production, and distribution and promotion of their films.
So, Enrico Vannucci, artistic director of Maslow, good luck with this first edition, and we can't wait to see these final 8 films.
Yeah, knock on wood, and thank you so much.
Okay, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Bolzano Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.